Welcome back to the Two Dudes Three Legs podcast.
Now sponsored by Proud Source Water. Are you thirsting for water that comes from a prideful source? Mm. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. It's got calcium, magnesium, potassium.
Yeah, you can't drink that fluoride water, son. If you're drinking out of taps still, it's 2024.
Did you know that Brita water filters do not get rid of fluoride?
Yes, I did see that. That's from, what's his name? What's the guy's name? The carnivore
Paul
guy?
Saladino.
Paul Saladino. So whether you're starting a business, whether you're trying to make a sports career, whatever it is, it all starts believing in yourself. And until you have that, you can't do anything.
Step directly into the storm and fight everything you can. You need to be a warrior.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about 50 Cent. 50 Cent has just opened up G-Unit Film Studio. Bryce, if you could pull that up for me, that'd be fantastic. It is in your Instagram DMs. He has opened up a G-Unit studio, film studio in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Did you hear the rumor that everything they shoot has to be shot 9 times? Knee slapper.
That's a real knee slapper.
Yeah.
You know why? Because his adversary
has just been destroyed by his own diddling.
Yo, listen. If 50 Cent is coming at you,
yep.
I believe 50. Has 50 ever been... Has he had any allegations that are like bad? I feel like he's the top of the game.
His son was upset with him because he wasn't giving him money.
Gangster.
I know. Agreed.
Real life gangster. Yeah. So let's see. Curtis Jackson. In 2003, the company produced documentaries based on Jackson's upbringing or his affiliates. 2008, Jackson founded a successor company, Cheetah Vision, in a joint venture with Randall Emmett, temporarily closing G-Unit Films until its revival in 2010 under the name G-Unit Film and Television Inc. In 2015, Jackson pitched television prospects to 6 different networks. Among them was Power, Stars, a drama for which Jackson serves as a co-star, co-creator, and executive producer. Jackson signed a 2-year contract with Stars with representation coming from agency from the performing arts. Films that they have produced: 50 Cent, The New Breed, The Game Documentary, Blood Out, Setup, Freelancers, Fire with Fire, The Frozen Ground, Den of Two Thieves. Those are all the films. Television shows, we got Dream School, Power, 50 Central, The Oath for Life, Power Book 2, Power Book 3, Black Mafia Family, and Power Book 4. That's everything he's got.
I haven't seen any of those. I heard Power was really good.
I've heard Power is very, very good. But... what do you think of him opening up a studio in Shreveport, Louisiana? What are your thoughts?
I think it's pretty dope. I think we need somebody like 50. 50 is a real dude. He's a goat, and I don't think he subscribes to any of the woke agenda bullshit. And so if he puts something out, I would definitely spend my dollars to support his business.
50's good for the culture, man.
Agreed. He's a real dude, and he's funny as hell.
Dude, he's like a savant. I feel like everything the guy touches is gold. Oh, here we go.
What? I haven't heard that since 2010.
In Shreveport, my aim is to embody the spirit of conscious capitalism, to focus on creating jobs, stimulating commerce, and contributing to economic growth for this vibrant community. Our vision to make Shreveport a beacon of the entertainment industry.
Yes, let's go!
A place where creativity.
Yes, indeed.
Meets opportunity, yeah, where talent meets mentorship, and where amazing stories come to life and resonate globally.
That's crazy. Go to the, I sent you one more too with the picture of it. Yeah, right there.
That's what it looks like?
Yeah. That shit is dope. Bro. And he's got all apartments in there too, I think. The whole studio set up. Gangster. Has anyone else?
It's like Hollywood in Louisiana.
Facts. Has anyone else at that level, like a singular person, opened up a film company like this?
Not that I know of, but
like any other actor or rapper or someone in the game
like
that?
Do
you know of anyone
in Hollywood or California?
Yeah, it's in Louisiana. You ever been to Louisiana?
New Orleans?
No, I've driven through it a few times.
Never been to Nola? No, actually, no, I haven't been.
No? Can you think of anyone though? Because I'm trying to think of like, what do you compare this to?
Are there even film studios outside of like,
yeah, but Zach's saying has studios? Like somebody who was the talent
Correct.
Broken into the industry like 50 before. I don't think anyone's ever done it before.
I mean, dude, I was saying this before, but I feel like everything 50 touches, he's a savant. What was that one? What's the one on here?
That's literally what Fat Man Scoop said yesterday. About I was 50? Like, nah, he's like funny articulate, but he's like, nah. He's like, if you turn the camera off and stop looking at 50, you think it's the CEO of American Express.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, really?
Yeah, I bet. What is his net worth? Do we know 50's net worth? I always thought of him as like a crazy businessman. He's involved in so much shit. He did better selling water than freaking 90% of any other people who have tried at it.
50 Cent net worth. What's that say? Around 40 million, my ass.
Yeah, that's got to be.
That's some baloney. 200-300 million at minimum.
50 Cent earned an estimated 200 to 300 million from various ventures in his career, from tours, record sales, and brand partnerships.
I don't want to hear none of that. He's got to be worth at least 500 million plus. That says he's earned an estimated. So, you know, he's got a net worth of even higher with everything he owns, all the brand deals he has. The vitamin water was like $200 million in itself.
He sold that out.
Yeah. But he sold that for like $200-300 million. Coca-Cola acquired, yeah, he got $100 to $150 million on the sale of just vitamin water.
Because the sale was in 2007 was for $4.1 billion.
Mm-hmm. See, that's crazy though. Like, let's talk about this. He was, isn't he like the second highest grossing album sales of all time behind Eminem? He's up there. I know he's up there, and he's like a legend in the rap game. And I guarantee he never made more than $10 million. In his entire career in the rap game.
No, more than that.
Bro, how much do you think?
He owned G-Unit. He owned all
those
artists.
No, but I'm talking about him being a rapper. How much what is his earnings of his career of rapping? Album sales, touring. I'm talking about just being a rapper.
Well, he basically came out with 3 hit albums back to back.
Correct.
And let's see what he says in this song. Let's see if there's an ad.
I'm going straight to the bank with this. Oh, a solar ad. Ooh, I want to hear that. I've been looking into solar.
All right, this is one of my favorite songs by 50, just because of what he says. Is it straight to the music right now or no?
Nope.
It's the movie version because he knew he wanted to make movies.
Took quarter water. What did he say?
Raise it up for that gangster.
Icon, bro.
Raise it up to that gangster. And both in my fofo. Like, go, gadget. All right, pause this.
Hold on, because he says about the money, though.
Oh, he talks about the money?
Yeah.
How about when he was making cheddar like 10 years ago, and then the government tried to come after him, or somebody tried to come after him? He said, I'm filing for bankruptcy. I don't own anything. And then the next picture on his Instagram is him sitting there like this with stacks of money that said broke.
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
To Google.
Wait. I want to hear this verse. Here's Bryce has something in his mind here. Listen to this.
When I made 50 mil, M got paid. When I made 60 mil, Dre got paid. And when I made 80 mil, Jimmy got paid. Founder of Interscope Records.
This is Matt Longo. Yo, go to Google and type in 50 Cent broke picture.
Does that answer your question about how much he made?
You could say anything in a rap song. 6ix9ine also said a million things in a rap song. And look
what?
At
what? You're comparing 6ix9ine to 50 Cent?
No, but you can say anything in a rap song.
Thank you for pointing that out.
But I'm just saying that, because he had a deal where he was signed to a three drop-down label. So Interscope, Aftermath, Shady Records, 50 Cent signed to. Right?
Got it.
So Jimmy, Dre, M.
Got it.
50 signed to. So that's your split. When Drake's talking about Kendrick dropping, give me.
So 50. That's my question though, is how much money did he actually make? How much money did 50 make? I'll tell you my point in a second, but click on this picture. He was being attacked for something, and he said, yo, I'm filing bankruptcy, I'm broke. And then he posted this picture the next day with him and some money and said broke. But anyway, my point of the whole story and that I was trying to get to is that how much money did he make during his career as a rapper? And then he gets involved with one company and after a few years sells it, makes $100 million. So my point is, how often do we hear that? Like, same with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has made more money on his sneakers than he ever did in his career as an athlete.
So how much should we say that he made from...
saying that he made $200 to $300 million from his music career, not the other stuff later on. The
brand. No, including brand partnerships.
Yeah, but brand partnerships as a rapper. So he probably did deals like... He probably did like a...
It says various ventures, including record sales, tours, and brand partnerships. I think that's everything.
Through his career.
Okay.
If he made $200, $300 in his rap career, that's...
Click
wild.
On concerts. That's a cool. Just doesn't know the stat.
I mean, sometimes these guys are getting $100,000 a show for 1 hour.
Fair, fair. Okay, maybe I'm incorrect. My point is that he made $100 million off selling vitamin water involved with one company.
Yeah.
When his entire rap career, he probably never got close to that. So my point of everything is like. How often do you see this? There's only five guys maybe that have a career and then turn it into a business that's actually successful.
Separate of their music industry, or their athlete industry, whatever.
You have
like Beats by Dre, right? Dre came in and made a $1 billion company.
Correct.
Jay-Z got into Live Nation and concerts and record industry.
Correct.
And Tidal too, right?
Right. So the music industry, but the business of the music industry, rather than like just getting paid off album sales and tours.
But exactly.
So yes, of course, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my whole point. But to bring this all back, 50 Cent, I feel like is someone who hasn't fucked people over to get there or done things wrong or he's not in any of this beef or industry beef or problems to where. I shouldn't say beef. He's in a lot
of
beef.
He's the king
of
beef.
But he's not in the beef is wrong word. He's not in any scandals where he's touching people or raping people or sex allegations like Diddy.
No.
You know?
No.
And he's made it to the top of the game. But he's a good example of just getting to the top of the game and doing it the right way, I think.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Tony, what's your favorite 50 beef?
Ja Rule. That's easy. He destroyed Ja Rule.
I tried to get Fat Man Scoop yesterday to say who he liked better.
Did you see what did you see PBD just got Suge Knight on a 3-hour phone call from jail and he talks about what happened?
With Pac and Big?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
It just released this morning. He was talking about it yesterday on his podcast. So that we gotta watch and review on a podcast. But damn. That is crazy. He just got Suge Knight on a phone call and he was dropping names and everything apparently. Anyway.
I've been in that headspace because I've been researching. I was researching for Fat Man Scoop, and they were in the game kind of at the same time. And like everything that went down with Diddy and everything's going down with Diddy right now, it's kind of crazy. Diddy was in the industry and really put Biggie on,
mm-hmm.
but then ended up like they say that the hit on Big was actually for Diddy.
Yeah. Mm.
The bodyguard that was in the car with Diddy said that like the shooter, the Muslim like dressed up in a blue suit or a suit with like a blue bow tie and a hat, the guy who like murdered Big, like first he went to Puff's car first, but like Puff knew something was going on, so like told the driver like keep going through that red light and like basically abandoned Big. That's what bodyguard was saying on Vlad.
Damn, bro.
Mm. Interesting.
And then when Pac got shot the first time, Pac always said it was a setup by Bad Boy because he was going over there to meet them. And like he saw a couple people from the crew. Pac walked into the building, saw a couple people from the Bad Boy crew, and like they like ignored him. And then he went up in the elevator, and as soon as he walked out of the elevator door, like he got robbed and shot. And he said like it was weird as Pac said it was weird as fuck, so he felt like he was set up by Diddy to get killed the first time when he got shot, but he wasn't killed. So
yeah, that life's crazy.
And then Biggie had already recorded Who Shot You previously, but then Diddy released it after Pac got shot.
Whenever you say Pac got shot, all I can think of is the song.
What song?
What's the song where he says that? There's not a song for that?
I mean, there's 100,000 songs.
I feel like that's somebody's line.
Eminem.
The way you're saying it makes me think of a song. Or maybe it's just your emphasis on the Pac.
It's Bryce's song. He's an artist.
Used to be.
He raps his bars.